With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken holding talks today on the West Bank with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. It is his latest bid to end the war between Israel and Muslim terrorists. Blinken traveled to Ramallah this morning. Several Democratic senators are calling for a humanitarian pause to the Israel-Hamas war, echoing the White House. But Republican Senator Tom Cotton warns that's a terrible idea.
When aid is sent to Gaza, it's not diverted by Hamas. It's not commandeered by Hamas. It is accepted by Hamas. And yes, there are women and children and nursing infants in Gaza. Does anyone really think that they will be first in line for the water and food and the medicine that we're supposed to send to Gaza? No.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators called for a halt to Israel's effort to subdue Hamas in Gaza yesterday. They marched in Washington, Paris, Berlin, and other European cities. Elsewhere, one Jewish scholar has a message for American Jews.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. He tells Salem News Channel that Jews with leftist political philosophies should be alarmed by Hamas's professed intention to destroy Israel.
If those people didn't wake up now after October 7th, nothing will wake them up. But I certainly hope that those people are now coming around to realize, you know, we have real friends and, unfortunately, we have real enemies.
Recently, a Hamas leader promised a second, third, and fourth attack against Israel until the nation is annihilated. George Williams reporting.
Stellantis plans to build a new mid-size pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. GM and Ford pledging more electric cars, too. This is SRN News. Christian apologist and author Dr. Alex McFarland has some advice for churches trying to spread the gospel in dark times.
Mark 9:26 says some things are only accomplished by prayer and fasting. The great unspoken tool of evangelism and outreach is prayer.
He tells SRN News.
Churches need to have a ministry of prayer and intercession, and that will be used by God to open the hearts of people, ultimately by which they can come into a relationship with Christ.
McFarland says that's the only way to save America. Anheuser-Busch says that revenue growth in most of its global regions has been offset by a drop in North American sales, sparked by its decision to partner with a transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. 13.5% drop. This is SRN News. The University of Michigan fires a football staffer at the center of its sign-stealing scandal.
Michigan has fired Connor Stallions, the football staffer who is at the center of an NCAA investigation into impermissible scouting of opponents and sign stealing. A person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press. The person said Stallions, who was suspended with pay 2 weeks ago, failed to show up for a scheduled hearing and informed the school through his attorney that he would not participate in any internal or external investigations. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because Michigan was not discussing its internal personnel moves publicly. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Today is Sunday, November the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Art Garfunkel. He's 82 years old. Actress Tatum O'Neill turns 60. Rock musician Kevin Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 36. This is SRN News.